Zachary Posnack is the owner of JeevesNY.com. Zach, first thing I saw when I went on your website, you're the dry cleaners to His Royal Highness Prince of Wales. You do the royalty people's actual dry cleaning?
I mean, you couldn't have been more awkward asking that question.
I know.
Yeah, so Jeeves is an international franchise. The London branch, which actually owns the entire franchise, does do the Prince of Wales' stuff. So we can use the Royal Warrant, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that is amazing, right? Oh. I imagine he likes his suit stiff. Keeps him upright.
Yeah, extremely stiff. Always French cuffs. Gotta keep it neat.
Cheerio.
What's the weirdest stain that Charles has ever had?
Come on.
I mean,
you can't
curious.
Ask that and he can't answer it. Come on.
Can you answer that?
I can't. Raven's right. He's under lock and key.
I mean, come on, man.
I apologize.
First thing, if you enter or you get anything that comes out of those places, is going to be a binding confidentiality agreement.
Anyway, we need your help because we have massive stains and we don't know how to get them out. So we need somebody like you that basically this is your life, is getting stains out of things and perfecting them to fix the situation that I'm in. I have this couch with this massive stain. Now, I sent you a picture of it. My daughter melted an entire red popsicle on a couch cushion when I wasn't paying attention, and there's milk stains. What do I do?
All right, so first, are the couch covers removable?
It does have zippers, but I've never taken them off before because I'm afraid I'm never going to be able to get them back on.
It won't be the right shape.
So what you could do is, if you still know the brand and make of the couch, you could reach out to the manufacturer and get some textile information. A lot of these newer couches are like a performance type textile, which means that they are supposed to be washed home. But if you don't have that opportunity, you're going to have to do some hand cleaning, which could be tricky.
I tried Clorox
she
wipes.
Approached him too.
Yeah, I used palm olive, like all my usual tricks. Nothing got this out.
Okay, so you used Clorox wipes. And what else did you say?
I used palm olive, which I believe is my mom's old school Italian remedy, where she believes palm olive, the dishwashing soap, gets everything out of everything.
Olive. Yeah, palm olive. You called it palm olive.
I call it palm olive.
She made it sound like a bush.
Yeah, I fell for that one.
Wait, what do you call it?
It's palm olive.
Palm olive. That's what I said.
No, the way you said it.
All right.
I would first start with blotting it with a fresh towel. So you want to blot it with something a little bit damp. See if that moves that red popsicle stain. If we try and get the red out, we're also trying to break that ring, because if you get all the red out and you still have that hard ring at the end, it may actually end up looking worse, because now you have this nice black circle on your beautiful couch cushion. Something would be good to have around the house are those little, they're almost like upholstery cleaners, but Bissell makes one, which is like $100, great investment, especially if you have kids, because that's going to help with your rugs, it's going to help with your furniture, because at the end of the day, blotting might not get you as far as you need to go, so you're actually going to need some kind of suction to take that stain up and away from the textile.
Zach, is it true that better materials will hold up and fight off stains? Because, you know, a lot of times people are trying to save, whether it's upholstery or clothing or whatever, are they better off actually getting the pricier item?
I think it really comes down to what type of textile it is, and a lot of the modern manufacturers are using like this kind of performance synthetic type textiles, which are amazing because a lot of those stains aren't actually able to penetrate the textile, so you can suck it right back up if you were to stain it.
See, Grandma was onto something when she wrapped it in plastic. You ain't getting through this.
Zachary Posnack is the owner of Jeeves. You can visit them online at JeevesNY.com.